Weather across the Midwest may be a little bit typical of September over the next full week to 10 days as we see quite a variety of weather across the region. We're going to see temperatures start off this week relatively warm, or at least in a warming mode. We'll look for afternoon temperatures rising back into an above average mode for a little while. Temperatures tomorrow afternoon will be in the 80s with a few upper 70s scattering across parts of the region. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some temperatures in the lower 90s on the western fringe of crop country, especially in Nebraska and portions of Kansas. We'll expect to see the heat work its way a little further to the east on Wednesday, and then we'll see it all disappear as cooler air starts to work its way back across the region once again. The temperatures already on Wednesday afternoon will be back into the upper 60s in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt, and we'll expect to see temperatures overspread, the cooler temperatures overspread most of the Midwest as we go on into Thursday and Friday. We'll look for high temperatures in the latter part of this week, getting into the upper 60s and 70s, and across most of the Midwest, maybe a couple of temperatures near 80 will occur on the southern and western fringes of the region. The temperatures at night will cool off as well, but we aren't expecting to see any frost or freeze event take place this work week. We'll look for temperatures running mostly in the 40s and 50s in the northwestern parts of the Corn Belt. There could be a few upper 30s in the far northwest, but there should not be any frost of significance with this first round of cooling. Now, conditions will change next week. As I mentioned at the opening here, this is September, and we are going to see quite a variety of weather. Next week, it looks like a fairly impressive cold surge will come southward out of Canada during the early to middle part of next week, and may bring the season's first frost and freeze events to the upper portions of the Midwest and the Northern Plains. It's a little early to get specific about temperatures, but it is that time of the year, and most of the computer forecast model runs are all suggesting that this cold surge will exist. And so for that reason, we will continue to follow it closely, and I do think that there's a fair chance of it verifying. The cold air, when it comes in, will likely set off a little bit of precipitation ahead of it, but that event is, at the moment, not looking all that impressive. The best rain event of the coming full week will actually take place during the middle part of this week. This particular frontal boundary that comes across the northwestern Corn Belt here tomorrow will start picking up moisture from the Gulf of Mexico on Wednesday. And Wednesday through Friday of this week, we'll see showers and thunderstorms occur across the heart of the Midwest and eventually shift out of the eastern areas as we finish out this week on Saturday. The rain totals will probably be most significant in central portions of the region from portions of Missouri into Wisconsin and Michigan. There's a chance that there may be some locally strong thunderstorms in some of that region, and rain totals could get upwards to the range of perhaps 3/4 of an inch to 1.5 inches, maybe even something a little bit more, but that will not be very common. We're expecting most of the precipitation to run from 1/10 to 3/4 inch, and the further northwest you go in the Corn Belt, the more unlikely significant moisture will be. So the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota will continue in their drier weather mode. And rainfall in the easternmost areas of the Midwest, Ohio, and eastern portions of Kentucky may also fail to see much more than 1/2 inch of moisture. But this is the main rain event for this week. After that, we'll likely see dry weather occur through the weekend. And until that next shot of cooler air comes in next week, the precipitation next week will probably run from 1/10 to maybe 5 or 6/10 inch. Maybe something a little bit greater in the easternmost parts of the Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.